Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking, and I travel the world visiting boys and girls everywhere, sitting on their bedside table, a lovely burning candle, glowing, sparkling light in their eyes and in their minds and in their hearts. Life is a lot of fun. Life is a lot of fun. I was talking to a kid, and his name was Joseph. And Joseph was a good fellow. And Joseph lived in a home where there was not much sharing of love. There was not much kissing and hugging. But the family loved each other, and they were a family. And Joseph was having a great time. And Joseph was talking to his father one day, and he said, "Dad, how come we don't kiss and hug in our family much? All my friends, they all hugging and kissing all the time." "Well, Joseph, our family didn't hug or kiss either. In fact, I don't remember if I ever hugged or kissed my dad." "What? You never hugged or kissed Grandpa? But Grandpa's such a nice guy. He's such a fun guy. He's so wonderful." "Yes, Joseph, your grandfather is a wonderful guy. That's true. In fact, he's coming over today, and he's going to have lunch with us." "Oh, great, Dad, great." And so Dad's dad came in the house, and he shook his hand, and then Grandpa went around and said hello to the children and patted them on the head and shook their hand and said, "How you been doing? Nice to see you." And all the children snuggled Grandpa and grabbed his legs and hugged him and said, "We're so happy to see you, Grandpa." And Grandpa was standing there, and Papa was standing there, and Mama was standing there. And Mama went over and gave Grandpa a big smooch and said, "Grandpa, it's so wonderful having you with us." And in Father's head, he was thinking, "I wish I could hug him, and I wish I could kiss him. I love him so. I wish I could show him that." And later, Grandpa was sitting in the living room with the rest of the family, and Joseph and his dad were in the backyard picking up some firewood to bring in for the fireplace. And Joseph said, "Dad, I know you want to hug Grandpa and kiss Grandpa. Why don't you do it?" "But Joseph, I never have done it. I don't know how." "Well, just like you kissed Mom." "Well, come on now. I couldn't kiss Dad like I kissed Mom." "Yes, you can say hug and kiss Grandpa just like you kissed Mom. You love Mom, don't you?" "Yes." "You love Grandpa, don't you?" "Yes." "Well, just hug Grandpa and kiss Grandpa just like you do Mom." Well, they carried in 3 or 4 loads of wood to put by the fireplace so that they could enjoy a nice crackling fire on this wonderful Thanksgiving afternoon. And as they were sitting there around the fireplace, Joseph went over to Grandpa and climbed up on his lap and said, "Grandpa, are you too old to be hugged and kissed?" And Grandpa looked at Joseph and said, "I sure am not. I sure am not. I never did much hugging and kissing in my life, but my grandkids are my exception. They are my wonderful." "Grandpa, how come you never hugged your kids?" "Well, I just never did it. But Grandpa, hugging kids is lots of fun. Don't you know that? When Dad and Mom hug us, oh boy, do we feel good." And Dad was sitting there listening to Joseph tell Grandpa these things. And Dad looked at Mother, and Mother looked at Dad, and Dad says to himself, "Oh, if only I could." Well, as things happen, Joseph said to himself, "Dad is going to hug and kiss Grandpa before we go for our turkey dinner this Thanksgiving, and we'll all have so much to be thankful for." Well, Dad got up, and he went over to Grandpa, and he said, "Here, Pa, let me give you a hand." And so he gave Grandpa a hand so he could get up out of the easy, easy chair that Dad always sat in. And Sister came running along. Sister Ellen came running along, and she bumped into Dad's back. And Daddy fell right on top of Grandpa, right on top of him. And his arms were almost around him, and his face was leaning against Grandpa's face. And Ellen says, "Daddy, kiss Grandpa. Go ahead, kiss Grandpa. Go ahead." And Daddy kissed Grandpa. He gave him a big smackaroo right on the cheek. And he gave him a big hug. And the two of them were laying in the chair together with Daddy on top of Grandpa. And everybody was saying, "Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy." And Daddy looked around and he said, "Not bad." He said, "I'll do it again." And he kissed Grandpa again. And Grandpa said, "Okay. Okay, son. That's enough. No, Dad. That's not enough. I want you to kiss me. Come on now." "But I don't know how. I only know how to kiss Mom." "Well, kiss me just like you kiss Grandma." "Well, Grandma died a while ago. It's been a long time since I kissed anybody." "Pop, kiss me." And so Dad would lay on top of Grandpa, and he couldn't do hardly anything else. So Grandpa gave him sort of a smuggle on the cheek. And Dad said, "Dad, you are wonderful. I love you so. I wanted to hug you and I wanted to kiss you all of my life, and I didn't know how to do it, and I didn't know how." "Oh, Dad, this is..." "Ellen, did you do that on purpose? Did you push me over onto Grandpa on purpose?" "No, Dad. You did that yourself on purpose. I merely happened to bump into you at that moment. But I like it." Well, Dad crawled off of Grandpa. He looked so silly. And he crawled off of Grandpa. And he took Grandpa's hands again. And this time, he pulled him up. And he pulled him right into his arms again. And he gave him another big, big, big hug. An overwhelming, gentle, loving hug. And another big kiss right on the lips. And Grandpa looked at Dad and said, "What?" And Dad says, "Something wrong with that? Are you my dad?" "Yeah." "Can I kiss you on the lips if I want to?" "Yeah." "Do you think that fathers should kiss their sons on the lips, and that mothers should kiss their daughters on the lips, and they should kiss each other on the lips?" "Yeah." "Why should we do that?" "Because it shows the absolute love we have for each other." "Oh, well, then do it again." Grandpa was falling into enjoying this very much. And so Mom went over and gave Grandpa a big hug and a big kiss. And then Ellen went over and grabbed Grandpa around. She had to climb up on a chair to get up to him. But she climbed up there and she hugged him and she kissed him and she hugged him and she kissed him. And all the rest of the family said, "Well, I guess it's okay to do that." And so they all came over and hugged Grandpa and hugged him. And then, surprise, surprise, Mom says, "Hey." And she went over and hugged Dad and gave him a big kiss right in front of all of us. She'd never done that before. Always she did it private, but she did it right in front of him. And so all of us went over and gave Dad a big hug and a big kiss and a big snuggle, and we kept loving him and loving him, and we were all hanging on him, and we were all saying, "Dad, you're the most wonderful dad in the world. Dad, I love you, I love you, I love you. Dad, Dad, you're so wonderful." And Dad thought that was pretty good. He thought that was pretty wonderful. When Joseph told me about this story about his dad and how he got to hug and kiss his dad, and how he got to hug and kiss his grandpa, and how he got to hug and kiss his mom and his brothers and sisters, and how the whole family, and even the dog came in there to get hugged too. Rex had to come in there and get hugged too. The big golden retriever, he was always a huggable guy, but he had to come in. If there's hugging around, he's going to get his share. And he came running up to Grandpa, and he lapped Grandpa on the mouth with his big, big tongue and said, "Grandpa, I love you. Slurp, slurp, slurp." And Grandpa hugged Rex. Before, he had sort of always pushed him away, but now it was hugging and kissing and loving time. And from that moment forward, Joseph said, It was hugging and loving and kissing and good time. Oh, boys and girls, there comes Mr. Sandman. He's got a bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over you. And you're going to fall asleep and have wonderful, loving, hugging, beautiful kissing dreams that is going to make you so happy. Now, get ready for bed. Call your mommy and daddy and say, Mommy, Daddy, come hug me. Oh, kiss me. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And tuck me in, and I'm ready to go to sleep and have beautiful dreams. And Mommy and Daddy come and hug him and kiss him and get him ready for bed. And they look at me, Mr. Candle, thanks for telling us the story. That's a good story. You're right, boys and girls, that is a good story. But now, till the next time I'm coming and sharing with you, I'll say, this is Mr. Candle. Good night. I love you. I love you. I love you.